And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. I'm going to do this really poorly because it's a little bit of Russian and a little bit of not. It's called Not Yet. Not Yet. That's pretty close. Also, we're going to look at good or bad. I mean, it could be good, could be bad, could be good, could be bad. We'll examine what it means to be broken. That could not be fun. And today's Facebook post, the first res message.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing, politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. Period. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, California, California.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Well, right now, right outside my studio, three panels to the right of me. Wait, yes, the right of me. There's a long rope hanging down. Now, we are assuming, although that is dangerous, as most of you who have watched The Odd Couple understand, we are assuming that that is the window washer. It could be somebody wanting to say hi, although we're rather way up for them to do that. It could be somebody who's looking to, you know, say something or do something nasty. But at this point, I'm going to go with my dad's old joke and say it's the Viper. Yep. The Viper has come to wash the windows. It's the Viper. See, you guys don't really know that, but that's actually an old G.I. Joe joke. The Viper is coming. The Viper is coming. Then they come and they fight all these people. And then at the end, he gets another phone call. The Viper is almost there. And he's like, who's the Viper? He goes, I'm the Viper here at the Vashi Windows. Anyhow, not that that has any bearing on anything. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul, who I had a chance to text with today. Sam is going to be on the show tomorrow. He's going to get a chance to talk to us about real estate and about life. I'm interested in his take on where things are going from an economic point of view. He does not have this unique crystal ball to tell you everything that's going to happen in the real estate future, but he can tell you when it's a good time to buy, when it's a bad time to buy, and when it's a bad time not to buy, and to buy and not buy, and whatever else you want to do. But if you're looking to rent, you're looking to invest, you're looking to purchase, you're looking to go from purchase to rent, rent to purchase, it doesn't matter if it's got real estate connected to it. Sam is the man. ThinkSam.com, just so you can know while we're doing these live reads, we're watching this rope go back and forth. ThinkSam.com, so if you hear any window breakings, you know what's going on. ThinkSam.com, that's his website, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, and if it's not for you and for somebody else, send them to Sam. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, one line is enough. Send them to Sam. Okay, thank you. Okay. Here we go. All right, this is going to be a funny Ecola one. Ecola termite and pest control, powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly, ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Ah, gotcha. All right, here's something that's bugging me, and I want an answer to this. If you've got an answer, you can win the prize. I don't know what the prize is, but you can win it. Why, I want you to tell me this, why are weekends so short, vacations shorter, from the time you fall asleep to the time you wake up even shorter, and eating a great meal, the shortest of all, while going to work and being at work all day is the longest? Traffic is even longer. Paying bills is even longer. And starting your workout is the longest. Isn't it funny how that you can watch a pot boil over and it will take the exact amount of time within 10 seconds each time you do it? And if you're not in a hurry, it goes just fine. But if you're in a hurry, it takes forever. Isn't it amazing that the things that we love go so quickly? And the things that we don't take forever. Don't you wish it was kind of reversed? That God would make it reversed so that every time we do a weekend or you do a vacation or you're eating, it lasts like so long. And then you go to work and you don't really like work. It's like, ding, it's over. Traffic, ding, done. Paying bills took a second. Working out, I'm done. That's what's bugging me. Yeah, it's kind of a weird one, but what do you want? This next DDD will prove that. It's called not yet. Not yet. What is that? That's a terrible impression of Russian for no. Not yet. Net. Yet. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19 through 24 says this. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore I will wait for him. So as Jeremiah, by the way, wrote the book of Lamentations, if you don't know that, it's, you know, Isaiah, and then it's Jeremiah, and then it's Lamentations, and then it's Ezekiel and Daniel. And they're called the major prophets. And they're not the major prophets because they all had higher badges or they all had anything like that. They're called the major prophets because their prophecies are longer. Okay, that's the only reason. Just so you can know before, you know, they were significant characters in the process, but there were many significant characters in the process of the development of the Old Testament. Here is what Jeremiah says in the beginning. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. He remembers it. It's like, he's remembering all these bummers. And when I remember it, he's going, man, my soul is down. Down, down, down. Sometimes there's bummers. Sometimes you go through life and it doesn't happen exactly the way you want it. Sometimes you order an In-N-Out burger and they forget to put the onions on. It does happen. It's something that's real. Sometimes you pay the bill and you inverse the numbers. Yeah, I've done it. Have you done that? You put the wrong numbers in, then you send the bill off. Or even if you pay it through the internet, doesn't matter. Then you got to pay it again. Or sometimes you work really hard at something and you're just like, I'm doing great in this, doing great in this, that, doing great in this, that. Is this a double fudge cake right here? Ooh. So there are times where things challenge us and that's not always the greatest and, you know, moment. And sometimes it's a bummer. And Jeremiah is like, you know, I remember it kind of brings me down. My soul is downcast within me. Now look what he says. This is why it's called not yet. Yet means no. But it's not no. And it's not yet. It's yet. It's three letters that can change your entire day. Yep, three letters. I remember the affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I will remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet. this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Not that it's invalid to go through tough times, but there is a yet in your afternoon. There is a yet in your morning. There is a yet in your evening. There is a yet for when a trumpet blows. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Well, what are you calling to mind, Jeremiah? He says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. Good to know. And his compassions never fail. Good to know. And they are new every morning. That's a way of saying whatever you're going through tomorrow, it can be completely different. Have you noticed that tomorrow brings about different things? They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I like this. This is, you got to be careful because when you quote something like this, somebody gets on the bandwagon and they start freaking out. Don't let them do that. But here's what Jeremiah said. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. Yes, you talk to yourself. That doesn't mean it's name it and claim it. That doesn't mean everything you ever say is completely positive. If you've ever had something in your eye, it's not really positive. I'm just saying. Not. I got something stuck in my teeth. Well, that's a great thing. No, that's not really a great thing. I got something stuck in my teeth. But what you can know for sure is that there are some things we ought to say to ourselves. And Eeyore's typical line is not the one we should be shooting for. Woe is me. It's my birthday. I mean, come on. Right? I mean, here Jeremiah says, I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. How can you wait on the Lord? Because there's a yet in your life. It's not yet. It's yet. Get it? Get it? Get it? And because of that, because of his love, his compassion, because his touch to you every morning is new, because he is faithful, you can say, therefore, I will wait for him. That yet gives you just a little bit more. Use it. You need it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. Any believer who wants to be spiritually strong must see himself as a teacher. That requires a willingness to do several things. To become an effective teacher, first of all, you must diligently study what you teach. Secondly, you must clearly articulate it. Thirdly, you must be loyal to its truth. If you want to be blessed and empowered by God, you have to live according to the principles you teach. And finally, you need to be continually involved in the process of passing that on in an equipping way to other believers. It's kind of like a relay race. Those who teach God's word have the responsibility to receive it, run with it, and pass on the baton of truth to the next person. If you're participating in that, you're going to be blessed. This is John MacArthur praying you are continuing to be a portrait of grace.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I should probably take this headset and put it on my head. I don't know. That just seems like a good idea. The window washer has moved over, so we can't see the ropes quite the same way, but it is, so it's a little different, right? You can't quite see the two ropes popping out there.
Those ropes look a little scary.
Well, they're a little thin, and I think... I think, you know, for somebody like me, if that were the ropes, the two ropes would be for one wrist, and then there'd be two more ropes for another wrist, and then I'd have two ropes for one leg and two ropes for another leg, and then I'd go around going, I'm not a real boy. That's kind of what I would do.
They just look like the jump ropes at College High School in Bakersfield, you know? It's just, like, really thin.
Yeah, but there, it's like they'd be, like, burnt. Because they've been in the sun so much. So then they're kind of frazzle. Ooh, that's not good. Anyway, we want safety for everybody around us everywhere. That's scary. Can you imagine? I cannot do – that's not something I can do. I can barely do an airplane.
Well, I mean, you call this making a living. What about that?
Yeah, that's – there are some rewards that should be higher than others. Wait, higher than – oh, see, higher than – okay. Let's see. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, a good friend, Steve Wheeler, who I had the chance to text yesterday, text today, and he still forgot to do what he was supposed to do. Steve, if you're listening, wake up, wake up. He went and spent the day yesterday with his grandchild, so I have nothing to say. He said, I'm spending time with my son. And I was like, uh-huh. He goes, and my grandkid. I'm like, oh! All of a sudden, I have this great sympathy and empathy and this whole everything. I guess it's not sympathy. It's empathy. I don't know if it's empathy. Jealousy. I have this great jealousy that was going on because he's spending that time with his grandson. Anyhow, they are one of our sponsors for the show, Whitefields Ministries. Whitefields.org comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35. And, you know, Steve gave a fantastic explanation. I'm not even going to tell you. If you go on his website, you can see the explanation where they got the word, the phrase Whitefields. It's actually much more spiritual than you may know. So if you're interested in learning, doing a word study, you can find out. Go to Whitefields.org. Now, the ministry does great things by taking the gospel to everywhere they can, supporting, and I mean everywhere, as in places that the gospel typically doesn't go, supporting rural pastors who don't have support systems while they're planting these churches all over the world. They help these different villages with clean drinking water, and they do a lot of networking between different ministries and missionaries and different churches. It's cool. It's just a cool way to connect to external ministry that you're not directly in. You're not putting your hands in. And at a minimum, I'd ask you, just pray for them. They'd appreciate it. They're real good about that. And Steve was going to do some hosting for me. We had a rearrangement of schedule, so he is actually going to come into the studio. I think it's – is it a week from Monday? I think it's a week from Monday. Wait, this Monday – and then a week thereafter. So I think it is a week from Monday. All right, one or two other quick things to tell you. Please don't forget about Family Life Today, Weekend to Remember. They got two big events, one in Carlsbad and one in La Jolla. One's coming up October 27th. The other, November 17th, you just go to Weekend to Remember. Their promo code is WEEKEND. Every time I read that, I think, don't call password password. So they've got theirs, and there's this weekend. Now, it does save you $100, and it doesn't give you access to anything, but it's $100. $100 is $100. All right. And also, last but not least, our 12th annual Pastor's Appreciation Lunch keynote speaker, Dr. Robert Jeffress. You need to register at kprz.com. Every time we've done that event, it's been a lot of fun. Did I tell you, you weren't at some of the things that we've done in the past. So one time, I'll just tell you a joke I did, because they had me host it. I've hosted it 5 times. And so one time I got up there and I had a piece of paper and there's like 300, you know, plus ministers in the room. And I say, I go, $10,000. And I'm holding up the piece of paper and it just got so quiet. And everybody was looking. And I took the piece of paper and I said, cool. And I put it in my shirt.
I think all the pastors were like going, wait, what?
All right, let's get into our DDT. It's called Good or Bad. Comes out of Leviticus. These are from my devotions this morning, Leviticus chapter 26. Like I told you, I've gotten more devotionals out of Leviticus than I have in any time in my life. Leviticus 26 says this, verse 3 and 4. If you live according to my laws and obey my commands, I will send you rain at the right time. So I'm reading this, and I didn't think much about it, but if you're a farmer, if you're somebody who's into any kind of agriculture, you're going to want water at the right time. Okay, nobody's going to disagree that water at the wrong time doesn't do a lot, right? You need it at the right time. And one of the things the Lord makes this promise for is really kind of cool. He says, look, if you live according to my laws and according to my commands, and a command is a specific where the laws are a set of specifics. And he's like, if you live according to that, you know, I'm going to send you the rain at the right time. And you're like, wow, that's good. Now, when we hear according to my laws and according to my commands, it's not a stretch to say, well, that means according to his word, because in the framework of the word of God are the laws and the commands of God. So you, okay, I got it. That's not hard. That's not the hard part. In fact, everything in Leviticus 26 verses 1 through 13 is fantastico, actually through verse 12. Just fantastic. It's great. It's every great promise you can think of. In fact, we're going to talk about one of those. It is through verse 13 that we're going to talk about one of those in the next segment. But here's the next portion. See, verses 3 and 4 talk about living according to the laws and obeying his commands. And his laws and his commands are contained in his word. If you live according to his word, based on his commands and based on his laws, it's a good thing. He'll send you rain at the right time. It's good. It's a promise for obedience. For those that are thinking, well, that's a promise for salvation, that's not what it says. It says it's a good thing to obey God. To obey is better than sacrifice, right? You want to be a successful Christian? It's not in your checking account. A successful Christian is one that does what God wants. You want to be a success? There it is. You don't need genius for this. You just need to go, oh, well, I get that. Consequently, in verse 15 through 16 in the very same book, it says, if you refuse to obey my laws and commands and break the covenant I've made with you, I will punish you. Okay, so on one hand, you've got this live according to my laws and obey my commands. I'm going to send you rain at the right time. Good. Okay, refuse to obey my laws and commands, break that covenant, and I'm going to punish you. Not good. So on one hand, it's good if you do what the Lord wants you to, and it's bad if you don't. Somehow in Christianity, we've mixed up salvation with just being good or being bad in a certain sense. Look, salvation is based on the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on that cross. He was the propitiation for our sins, which is a fancy word for substitute. And he died on that cross, and by having faith in the testimony of God, we are given the righteousness which is from God through Jesus Christ, given by grace, received by faith. Got it. But that's got nothing to do with doing good or bad. And if we obey his commands, it's good. He sends us right at the rain time. Cool. And if we are bad, it's bad. Good is good and bad is bad. Don't need, what do I need? I need somebody on television to explain that to me? And I will point out this one thing. It says, if you refuse to obey my laws, it doesn't say if you try and fail. It says if you reject. There's a difference between trying and failing and rejecting. You understand that? Ugh. So what does that mean? That means you do what the best you can do. And when you do it wrong, you go, oops. Good word to know, oops. Sorry. That's another good word to know. These are all very good words to know. All right, so just think of it that way. Good or bad, choose. It's almost like turn or burn. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Hi, friends. Tom Lewis with an urgent message from Cross International. The United Nations has released a report that in the countries of Kenya and South Sudan, they are suffering the worst drought and famine in their history in 72 years, affecting as many as 20 million people. Cross International reaching out to help those children and families who are so desperate in those African nations. Here's how you can help. A $60 one-time gift from you feeds a child or a family member through the end of January. They're expecting to get rain hopefully by next April or May, but the drought and famine is critical. Could you help right now? Give your best gift. $60 provides food for one. $300 provides food for an entire family. 866-946-8233. And if you want to tack on a special gift for Houston, you can do that as well. 866-946-8233 or kprz.com.
We think God's going to drop little post-it notes down into our life.
Insights from Leslie Leyland Fields about God's direction for your life on Focus on the Family Minute.
And, you know, it often doesn't work that way. It's where we go and the work that we do in some ways is not that consequential. It's less about what we do and more about who we are. And Jesus is calling us into this intense, personal, intimate relationship with him. Follow me. He doesn't mean follow me to Cincinnati. No, it's like follow me in loving people. Follow me in forgiving people. And yeah, that kind of following we can do right now.
When you have a relationship with the living God, you'll be able to more closely follow his leading. And you'll hear more from Leslie at FamilyMinute.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station. You like how I'm doing that? I'm just chopping it up. You don't like that? I like it. Anyway, thank you for joining us here at AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. For those of it that prefer it that way, there you go. Don't forget that you can reach the show David Spoon at KPRZ.com is an excellent way to reach the show. Having ropes coming down off of the glass or behind me, that is not a great way to reach the show, but it is a fantastic way to freak me out. It is. There you go. A couple things I want to shout out, some some praises and some recognitions and different things like that. Don't forget the K-Praise Facebook page, which has inspirational sayings, scriptures, different events, different things that are going on. Gives you a chance to connect to the community through the internet. There are some cool surprises that are forthcoming. I can only tell you a few of them. Margie Ross is going to be on the show on Friday. Now, Margie is the CEO of Regnery Publishing, I think it is the number one conservative publishing company in the world, and they are having big problems with the New York Times, and we've been saying this for quite some time, so I'm not surprised, but you kind of knew it was coming. So the New York Times will no longer recognize conservative authors. So conservative publishers are pulling out in their top 10 lists and sending them numbers and giving them information. It's like, yep, we're done. Because there's only so much you can take before, people go, well, okay, well, that's enough. And so we're going to have her on the air on Friday to talk about that process. I think it's a very bold move, but one that I strongly support. The other thing to let you know, if you're going through a tough time, as most of you know, there is a book that's available. Many of you won't get it. I understand it. And if it wasn't, if it was free, I'd be just get it to you and you can just do all, just read it. But it's not. It costs us money, although the electronic version, I think, is $1.99. So I think we make 25 cents on that. But you are welcome to go to hisappointment.com. That's hisappointment.com. If you're trying to figure out what that big experience was that you went through in the Lord, I talk about it from going through a tough church experience, because a tough church experience is difficult to recover from. I'm not talking about you go to a church and your child's in church and, they don't teach something exactly the way you want, or I'm not talking about you go to church on Sunday morning and somebody looks at you funny and you think they don't like you when in fact they just have a stomach ache. I'm not talking about that. That's not having a church problem. That's being hypersensitive. Okay? I'm talking about a church problem where the leadership in the church specifically call you out because you are not willing to follow everything they say without some sort of challenge and you have no recourse and they try and list you or blackball you. I'm talking about that level. I'm talking about the Jim Jones type of level. You think, oh, there's Jim Jones, David Koresh. That's a one in about 400. That's what it is. It's not one in 10,000. But the important thing to remember is that there is recovery for Christians who go through tough times. And there's quite a few of us, myself included, have gone through very tough church experiences. Even if the church did something to hurt you, the majority of the churches in San Diego are fantastic, and there is very little intent from most of these ministers to do anything other than to be a blessing. So, let's just call that what it is. Now, there are a couple that are having just really strong needs to control, and they should be race car drivers, not pastors. Because then they can control the car and not listen to the pit crew, and that's fine. But you got to be careful. And if you're a person who's been hurt by church and you're like, I can't go back, I can't do it, yes, you can. You just check it out, go online, check out the churches by you. If you go and visit a church, it doesn't mean you've signed up and offered up your firstborn son. Okay, you can go visit. Okay, it won't change the world. Let's get into our DDD. It's called Broken. Ooh. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 11 through 13. Remember, I just talked about Leviticus, and here's another one in Leviticus, and this is that when it's all going good kind of stuff. Leviticus 26, 11 through 13 says, I will live among you in my sacred tent, and I will never turn away from you. I will be with you. I will be your God, and you will be my people. I, the Lord your God, brought you out of Egypt so that you would no longer be slaves. I broke the power that held you down. and I let you walk with your head held high. Oh, how do you not love verse 13? If you don't know Leviticus 26:13, you should kind of circle that or mark that or maybe write it on a piece of paper or something. I, the Lord your God, brought you out of Egypt so that you would no longer be slaves. I broke the power that held you down. And I let you walk with your head held high. First thing God tells his people is, I will never turn away with you. If you stay with me, I will stay with you. That's the promise of the Lord. Now, if you reject God, if you turn your face away from God, not making a mistake, but making a decision. You see that difference? Not making a mistake, but making a decision to reject, to despise, to ignore. Then you know what? You get what you get. What a man sows, that shall he also reap. I mean, it's like you're putting yourself there, and the Lord's making a commitment. You know, if you stay with me, if you pursue me, I will never abandon you. I will never let you, you know, be alone that way. I will never turn away from you, he says. When you're seeking and you're trying, God's not up there going, do better or I'll step on you like a fly. I mean, it's like, you realize that that's much more of the Muslim faith that believes that everything's a payback to God, that there is no relationship, but that you got to keep paying God back and paying God back and paying God back. You're not a Muslim. You're a Christian. So believe it that way. Walk it that way. See it that way. And so the scripture says, he says, I will never turn away. I will be with you. I'm going to be with you wherever you go. And here's the key in that, and I think you know where we're going. I broke the power that held you down. When I became a Christian, there were many things that were holding me down. I think now as a Christian who's been a Christian for a while, there are things that I still struggle with that hold me down, but they don't hold me down the same way. Because in the Lord, there is a breaking of powers that have abused us, that have beaten us, that have defeated us. You know, there's a fabulous passage in Galatians 5:1, one of my brother's favorite passages. Says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Jesus Christ brings a liberty and a freedom to break the power of the things that hold us down and hold us back. A lot of you people right now are thinking of drugs and alcohol, but I've got a message for you. There's fear of intimacy. There's fear of rejection. There's fear of fear itself. There's all of those things. None of them are less oppressive than anything else. Being in bondage is being in bondage. And there it is in Galatians 5:1. We get to stand in the liberty, in the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free. And we are not required to be entangled again in a yoke of bondage. Somebody should say hallelujah somewhere. And the Lord says, I broke the power that held you down and I let you walk with your head held high. This is not head held high as in pride. This is head held high as in no more shame. For one thing that sin does do to people who are its slave is they are shamed. I heard you in the garden, ran and I hid because I was ashamed. That's what Adam said. That's what sin does, shames us. Well, God said, you know what? I broke the power of that thing, and you don't have to walk around looking down to the ground. You can look up because I am there for you. That's what broken is. What's broken is the yoke that's been on our neck, and we don't have to go around shamed. Get it? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. So I come to you, my friend.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to Maranatha Chapel in San Diego to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets Wednesday, September 20th at 7 p.m. This unique celebration is a tradition for the family at Maranatha. It's an inspirational reminder and rehearsal of end times prophecy. Pastor Ray offers a biblical look at the Feast of Trumpets and a special message. For information and directions, go to events.maranathachapel.org or call 858-613-7800.
Scrapbooks need pictures, boxes need to be unpacked, letters need to be written. It's nearly impossible not to feel guilty when it comes to unfinished projects. Hi, I'm Cheryl Giesbrecht, and welcome to Transform Through Truth. Instead of giving up on completing projects, I think of these unfinished projects as a temporary state. I give myself permission to set them aside for a while. But when it comes to people, God has given me a special mission never to give up on His people. In order to do this, I must direct my thoughts to God more and seek His face continually. This is the only way never to give up on people. With perseverance, I trust God to work in me, and I pray for His work to continue in others. My sheep hear my voice and listen. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. That's John 10, 27 through 28. As I listen to God, I seek Him about how to love others and encourage them to take responsibility for their own growth. As you might imagine, this takes an active, not a passive stance. I must be attentive to God with sustained effort. This provides the necessary strength and determination for me to follow through. I can't forget about God or shift into neutral. My enemy never rests. The world I live in is constantly at war, so I must be alert and keep on praying. Ephesians 6:18 says, "Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the saints." Let's pray. Father, thank you for reminding me to never give up. Amen.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah, seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I really like that guy who's doing that music. Oh, and he's my brother. Ironically, he just opened his studio. This is partly Salem, San Diego's fault. It's partly the radio station's fault. Partly the audience's fault. Because many moons ago, how many moons ago? I think it was 4 years ago, November or December. Wilhelm Spoon came on the show. It's the only time he's been on the show. Wilhelm Spoon is my brother, Billy Spoon. And he drove in, had to drive in for a wedding. And he came to the studio. Get this, because he's my brother. He gets lost trying to find the place because he was supposed to be here at 3 for the interview. And he didn't get here till 3:30, but then that's family, right? So he gets there and we talk, and you know, we were just briefly talking about Christians, faith, rock and roll, music, and he was really kind of quite surprised by the question I asked him. He said, "Is this really still an issue? Do people still talk about this?" And I thought that was a pretty good answer because in his mind, it's pretty settled. It's been that way for years and years and years. And then I said, well, why aren't you doing what you used to do? And I don't know if a train came in his heart or if the Holy Spirit convicted him or he just had a brief moment of sanity. Knowing him all my life, I would go, it had to be a brief moment of sanity. And since that point, from that night to now, he's released 2 albums. He has opened up a recording studio, and he's played for the Chuck Colson Prison Ministries all over the country. So from nothing to something, and the best part about it being the younger brother is it's something I can always needle him with. It's just that never-ending, ha-ha, kind of thing. No matter what happens to me, it's his problem now. All right, let's get into our Facebook post. The title of today's Facebook post, The First Res Message. So one of the things that teachers and preachers and commentators and opinionators, I'm an opinionator, do is they always lead you to, well, the first thing, well, the last thing. You ever heard this comment? Well, if it's the last thing that person said, it must be important. Well, if it's the first thing that person said, it must be important. Well, in the realm of Jesus Christ, whether it's the first thing, the last thing, the middle thing, the third thing, or the 19th thing, it's all important. But I thought I would just take advantage of the moment and talk about the very first message that came out of the mouth of Jesus Christ after the resurrection. Why? No particular reason. John chapter 20, verse 19, and then I'm going to read verse 21 and then verse 26, 3 separate verses. I'll get that for you later, Engine Squares. On the evening of the first day of the week when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be to you." 2 verses later, again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you." Verse 26, 5 verses later, a week later, his disciples were in the house again and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." There are 3 things that Jesus said in the first resurrection message. Well, that's really incorrect. There's 1 thing said 3 times. Peace. I'm not talking about world peace. I'm talking about peace. And one of the big struggles for humanity is finding peace, or as some would call it, rest of mind. It's not just relaxing. It's having no waves and no wind between your left and right ear. It is a reason people medicate. That's a fact. It is a reason that people need different types of medicines to keep them in, you know, a better place. Now, there are some false religions that, you know, try and, you know, poo-poo everything that's helped people from a psychological or, you know, a psychoanalytic point of view. And that's primarily Scientology, which is, that's not a faith. Come on. Don't even get on that road. Scientology. Come on. Guy couldn't even write a good book. Anyhow, I'm just saying. But the first big message from God is, hey, I got a message for you. You guys haven't heard this one before. Peace. How about peace be with you? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. How about peace of mind, peace of thought, peace of heart? How about rest for all the turmoil? How about grace settling in your mind and heart so you can sit there and go, it is okay? How about God's peace because Jesus is called, get ready, the Prince of Peace. Guess what a prince has? Authority. Respect my authority. See, that's the whole point. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, therefore he holds peace, therefore he offers peace. Oh, how we reject the peace of God. Oh, not just unbelievers. Believers. don't recognize that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And it's the first message after the resurrection. Do you believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe in the power of the resurrection? Do you believe that Jesus rose from the dead? Here's what he says to you. Peace. You can take it. Unfortunately, too many people are leaving it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.